Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Celebrity Pulling With My Parents is back on the telly, and we're joined in studio now by not one, but three future stars of the show. And you are going to be stars because I've seen it. Paddy Smith is here. How are you doing, Paddy?
Hello, Ray. Thank you very much for having me.
And you know, Paddy, the first Irish winner of the Channel 4 show, The Circle, and of course, he was on Blind Dates as well. Not Blind Dates, First Dates.
I wish
first
I was on Blind Dates. Yes. I love Scylla.
And he's joined by his two sisters, Val at the back.
Hi.
And Tanya.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
This is really pulling with my sisters as opposed to pulling with my parents.
Yes, it is.
Great to see you again, Paddy. You're looking great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All the Botox. it's doing wonders.
So, as I say, we first saw you on First Dates. You were looking for love.
I was.
How many years ago was that?
God, it was 2017.
Yeah.
So I was only a spring chicken.
Right, so that's 4 years ago. And something about you got people's attention.
I don't know what it was. Maybe crutches.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it was such an amazing moment for me, and it opened a lot of doors. And now I'm doing the full circle and back again, another dating show, but now I'm bringing my sisters along.
Okay, and you're now 33.
I am.
Right.
I am.
And you're looking for something more than a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is a prime time radio. I don't know if I want to go into detail. But
No.
I'm looking for a relationship, something more serious. I'm looking for, you know, I love love, and I'd love to find somebody to share kind of my life with, I suppose.
Okay. You know, people will know if they saw you on First Dates and saw you on The Circle that you know, you're gay, and you would be well known then in the gay community in Dublin because it's quite small.
Yeah, it is very small, yeah. And then put into the mix crutches, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a celebrity and you're high profile.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say more of a pleb, but...
Right, okay.
Yeah, trying to be a celebrity, I suppose, but yeah.
And that has pluses and minuses.
It does. It's hard to get to know people on like a personal level because they feel like they know me already. And the persona I put across sometimes is that I'm all party, very light, you know, just want to have a good time. And there's a deeper, kind of more vulnerable side to me that like I don't really show on TV. So it was nice to get my sisters involved with that and kind of bring them in and kind of give them control of my apps, which was terrifying, and my dating life, and see, you know, what they could come up with.
Okay, so people will know that the premise of the show is that, as you say, you hand over control to Val and Tanya. And ye two were on a road of discovery, Val, weren't ye, when it came to...
We were indeed.
Yes, dating apps.
Yes, it was a road of discovery for myself, because I wouldn't be used to dating apps. We went into the real world, went to a nightclub and met someone, and, you know, it was great. But yes, it was kind of terrifying.
Yeah. And you were nervous, Paddy. And Tanya, were you shocked by things you saw?
I was a little. I knew I had a fairly good idea of what to expect, obviously. But seeing it in real time, yeah, that was a little bit of an eye-opener at least. Yeah, absolutely.
And Paddy is very much the baby of the family. So just give us the statistics then. Val, you were what age when Paddy was born?
I was 18. And he shocked my life. I was an only child.
Right.
And then he arrived.
And it's modern families, isn't it?
Because it is.
You're half-sisters of Paddy.
Yeah, blended, basically.
Blended, yeah.
Val's mum, obviously, then went on to have Patrick with my dad, and I was previous to him. So basically, our dad and their mum.
Right, okay. Okay.
So we're half-sisters, yeah.
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 Paddy, you have a disability.
Yeah.
You must have, there was such a big age gap. He must have been coveted and loved and spoiled and all the good stuff, was he?
Absolutely. He would have been. Growing up, you would have been, and wrapped in cotton wool to a certain extent as well. And I think for both of us, me and Val, we'd be very protective of him.
Mm.
You know, although like I do see myself as his older sister, not anything else, but I would be fiercely protective of him. Yeah.
And Val, you would have stepped into the mammy role because...
I kind of did.
Yeah.
Yes, because when Mum passed away, I was 24 and Patrick was 5. And then I kind of just leapt in, I suppose, yeah. And like as big sister, but to Mum. But I think Patrick likes that as well. When he comes down to me, he's like, Val, can I have tea? Val, put the TV on.
Well, also, he does like being mollycoddled. I have an amazing stepmother as well.
Yeah, you do.
Amazing stepmom,
Jillian,
who like really stepped in and like brought me up.
Yeah.
So all that, like, I would look at her as my mother, but yes, Val is a mother figure in that sense because she'd be kind of the connection to my birth mum.
Right, yeah. I'm just going to my notes because I watched it. It's going out next. God. It's going out Wednesday week.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the 3rd of November.
Wednesday week, the 3rd of November. So obviously the gay app is Grindr and you're on Grindr. Why do you giggle?
There was a few unsavoury pictures on there.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That was my sort of, if you've seen it the other night, Mary's moment. I felt exactly the same. That was an area that was just scary to go to. And with good reason, with what popped up when we went on. Absolutely. It was like, right, so okay.
Yeah.
Just out there, like, yeah. I mean, Tinder and stuff was bad enough, but Grindr was a whole different area.
Right. And you had advice then for Paddy on his profile picture and the type of person you thought that was attracting, Val.
Yes, we did. I don't know where we thought we were experts in that area, but yes, we did, myself and Tanya, did have a look and we found two lovely gentlemen.
Right. Okay. So what did you change about Paddy's profile?
Well, his sense of when he's speaking to people and communication, because, you know, speak about normal things like, you know, your eyes are lovely or, you know, it's a lovely jersey you're wearing or a Gansy or a jumper, whatever it may be. But Patrick was kind of looking at me and Tanya as if we had 10 heads saying, I'm not saying that to anybody. But he did.
It's just a different generation, you know. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't open a conversation and be like, you've lovely eyes. I'd be like, oh my God, scarlet me saying that. Like, I'm giving too much, like, all straight right. up. Do you right. mean? I'd be like, okay. Ooh. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to think I'm that interested. Do you know?
You don't want to be too keen.
That's a big compliment to someone, like, you have lovely eyes, you have a great jumper.
Yeah, you know? I was just wondering about your sister's credentials when it comes to giving relationship advice.
Yeah, now
Val, you were with your partner how long?
I'm with my partner 8 years.
8 years. And how did
he was my friend beforehand.
Yeah, but when did you cross that?
We crossed that 8 years ago. We called it the Wrigley moment. It was in Gibney's. I asked him at eating chewing gum and he said, the only one I have is in my mouth, and he kissed me.
Oh God.
And
oh
then
God.
That was the end of that. That's how the story started and how it's ended.
Let's move on, please.
that's a strategy. The Wrigley strategy.
That couldn't have been done though on a phone, you know, by text
no,
or anything.
No, that's true. And Tanya?
Well, I think we'll just move swiftly on from me altogether. Yeah, I was in no position to advise anybody on their love life or anything else, but
yeah,
hindsight's a great thing, right?
We gave it a good step.
What you were doing to Paddy was do what I say, not what I do.
Yes, very much so. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I gave him the benefit of my experience there, or lack of.
So I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but you do get a cardboard cutout of Paddy and go out to Malahide and you just go, are you single? Would you like to go on a date with this, you know?
Hashtag cardboard Paddy.
cardboard Paddy. So that was one. And then the second one, you actually went on, was it Grindr or one of those?
It was Grindr.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they told me to write some messages to the person. And then we met up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too sure. lovely.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And you were at pains, and because it is, there's a serious element to this for you, Paddy, isn't there? Because at one time you say it, and you are smiling, but you're saying, this isn't a game, this is my love life.
Yeah.
Are you at a stage in your life where you're looking to sort of settle down?
Well, don't we all want to settle down, Ray, and find the one?
I don't know.
Person?
I don't, yeah.
Do you know, I think that's what we all want. We all want someone to kind of share our life with. Like, and I suppose the pandemic really brought that to the forefront because my social calendar was very bare, obviously, because everyone had to stay inside. And you just realise how lonely you can be, do you know? And how, you know, like, you'd love to just have someone there to kind of share time with. Just a companion, even. You know, so yeah, in some ways it is a bit of fun and I'm loving having to bring my sisters together after the pandemic and, you know, have kind of this time and we'll remember it forever. But it's also, there's a serious element about to say kind of, Jesus, will I ever get hit? Yeah.
And of course, all the conversations we had at the outset when we spoke 4 years ago was about your disability and trying to find love with a disability. And I suppose that's part of the reason people fell for you on first dates.
Oh, thank you very much, Ray.
No, but they did because you were putting yourself out there and like you were showing a big vulnerability.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, I'm just being myself. So thank you very much for that compliment. It can be very hard because sometimes you feel like you're laying yourself bare. And sometimes I want my, like, just my, that's why I kind of portray a funness, because I don't want to be all kind of so heavy. But it, that's the truth of the matter. It's very hard to find somebody with, like, not even my, with any disability.
Yeah. Or
sometimes you can hide your vulnerability. I can't hide mine, and that can be difficult, you know?
And but I think it'll be exposed eventually, so I think you're better to be upfront.
Maybe,
at start.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good way to look at it.
Okay, so have you returned to the original profile on the app, or are you still going with the ones chosen by Val and Tanya?
No comment.
Oh no!
I'll have to check that up. I actually haven't. I haven't really gone on the app since the show.
Why do you think that is?
Sure, you'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
There may be trouble.
Teaser. So it's next. It's Wednesday week.
It is,
and it started last week, so it is on next week. But the one you're in is on November 3rd.
It is
9:30 RT2. Celebrity pulling with my parents, sisters on this occasion. That's just a bracket I've put in there, sisters on this occasion. Great to see you, Paddy.
Great to see you, Ryan. Can I just say, these two are going to be amazing on the show.
Oh, they are. They're amazing. Yes.
So we're looking for our own show now.
And your dogs.
Oh, my doggies.
And your monkeys. Yeah. Feature. Hear no evil, see no evil, say no evil. Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
They're in my house.
Yeah, I think so.
They use it really well, you know.
Well, you see, we haven't seen it, obviously.
I'm telling you. Okay, right.
Tanya's quite nervous about it, but she's going to be good.
I am, yeah.
No, you're fine.
Breaking it.
Not to worry about it. Val, however, you might be a little bit worried. Oh. I'm joking. Okay.
I know.
Thank you so much.
See you, bye.
On RTE Radio 1.